In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, it is to St. Bernardine of Siena that I turn for help in preaching to you today on this feast of the Holy Name. The Holy Name of our Lord is the glory of preachers, because the shining splendor of that name causes his word to be proclaimed and heard. And how do you think such an immense, sudden, and dazzling light of faith came into the world, if not because the Holy Name was preached? Think about a fire, the fire of the love of God, the fire that was going to one day consume this world on the last day. What an image. And a fire burns off all of the dry, all of the useless and unhelpful weeds and thorns, gets them out of the way. When the sun rises and the darkness is expelled, well then robbers and night prowlers and burglars, all these unhelpful individuals flee, they hide away. So when St. Paul's voice was raised to preach the gospel to the nations, like a great clap of thunder in the sky, his preaching was a blazing fire carrying all before it. It was the sun rising in full glory. Infidelity was consumed by it. False beliefs fled away, and the truth appeared like a great candle, lighting the whole world with a brilliant flame. By word of mouth, by letters, by miracles, and by example of his own life, St. Paul bore the holy name of our Lord wherever he went. He praised the holy name at all times, but never more than when bearing witness to his faith. Moreover, the apostle did indeed carry this name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel as a light to enlighten all nations. And this was his cry wherever he journeyed. The night is passing away, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves honorably as in the day. St. Paul showed himself forth the burning, shining light set upon a candlestick, everywhere proclaiming the holy name of our Lord and him crucified. And so the church, the bride of Christ, strengthened by his testimony, rejoices with the psalmist, singing, O God, from my youth you have taught me, and still I proclaim your wondrous deeds. The psalmist exhorts her to do this, as he says, sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Have you ever found yourself in a difficult conversation with someone outside the church? An infidel, that is. Someone born into another religion, or perhaps no religion at all. As you may imagine, this happens to me with some frequency, because I'm always wearing the cassock wherever I go, in airports, wherever. And in such situations, it is not always easy to know what to say next or how to even begin a conversation. You may not remember much from your catechism class, but take a lesson from St. Paul as before the pagans at Areopagus in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17. This great saint preached the resurrection of our Lord, and his preaching was mostly met with scoffing and incredulity. But he did say the holy name, and his preaching, like that of all the apostles, became that sound that went forth to all the corners of the earth and planted the Catholic faith in all nations. It is not necessarily great learning or erudition that is going to have the lion's share in our neighbor's conversion. In fact, most of the time, it will not be this. If you have the humility and the courage, however, to say the holy name in the presence of such a person and accompany it with an interior prayer to the Holy Ghost, there is a very good chance that you will plant a seed in your neighbor's heart that will be richly harvested in God's good time. How is it that one word, this name, can work such prodigies? It was with a word that God made the whole world. With his word, he called out of nothing the sun, the moon, the stars, indeed the entire universe. By his word, he sustains the whole universe in existence. Does not the priest, too, in the Holy Mass, work a prodigy of prodigies? Does he not transform the little white host into the God of heaven and earth by the words of consecration? And though God alone can pardon sin, does not the priest, also in the sacrament of confession, pardon the blackest sins and the most awful crimes by the words of absolution? How? How? Because God gives to his words this infinite power. So too, God in his immense goodness gives to each of us an all-powerful word. He gives us the holy name. In uttering the holy name, every knee shall bend in heaven, on earth, and in hell. But why? Because this name means God made man. It means the incarnation. When the Son of God became man, he was called by this name, so that when we say his name, we offer to the eternal Father the infinite love, the infinite merits of our Lord. In a word, we offer him his own divine Son, himself. We offer him the great mystery of the incarnation. His name is the incarnation. May this name never escape our own lips with anything, therefore, but the most profound love and respect and awe, because there is no other like it. This name puts before us in the most particular way the closeness of God to us, his love for us, and his saving power. Only one name carries this power, and this name is Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.